This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Millennials, that is the generation born between roughly the early 1980s and the early 2000s, well, they're growing up, which means they've got more money, which means marketers are starting to pay more attention to them. But every generation is different. So what do marketers really know about selling big-ticket items to millennials? Gen X reporter Sally Herships has that story.
It's a weekday evening in Beverly Hills, and the Gagosian Gallery is hosting a rooftop reception. Price tags on the artwork here go up to several million dollars. Maybe you're imagining an older crowd. If so, you'd be wrong. These art lovers are young.
Well, we don't want to get stale.
Deborah McLeod is the gallery's director. She says it wants to reach a young demographic, specifically millennials. Thus, this special event for a young group.
They come into the gallery in tennis shoes, but they've made, you know, a mountain of money. So they're the idea generation. You know, we want them in the gallery.
The millennial generation is enormous, 97 million in the U.S. Marketers are still figuring out how to reach this age group. Across the country, in Midtown New York, Pam Danziger, a luxury marketing consultant, is giving a talk to an audience of jewelers from the gold industry.
You believe that the millennials are going to respond the same way that all other generations have done. If you think that the same answers, the same solutions, the same branding propositions are going to work for them, you're sadly mistaken.
Danziger says the group does not want its grandparents' luxury products.
When we're talking about marketing jewelry, I think we have to start thinking about, well, what kind of jewelry goes with a yoga pant? And even more importantly for this generation, what kind of jewelry goes with tattoos?
To find out what millennials really want, I headed a few blocks south to the studio of jewelry designer Pamela Love. Love is 32, and she and all 18 of her employees, except one, are millennials. So what do millennials actually want to see?
I don't think millennials want to see anything. I think we want to discover it on our own, and I think we really want to be treated with the respect of being given the information that we want without being sort of pandered to.
That sounds like incredibly difficult to deal with as a marketer. How do you cope with that? Like, what do you do?
Financially, it's very easy to deal with that as a marketer.
Love says as a marketer, less accomplishes more. She hates being bombarded with emails from a brand, so her company has a light touch. Her new campaign for Barney's hangs posters on the sides of buildings and construction sites so consumers can discover them on their own, which she says is a lot cheaper than taking out an ad in a magazine. There's just one catch.
It's illegal, but the only thing that really happens is the guy putting them up could potentially get arrested.
Has that happened?
Not to us, no.
Love's newest poster is an illustration of a woman standing in front of a map which has jewelry pinned to it. She says she hopes the poster tells a story. Mary Lee Bliss is with Y-Pulse, a youth marketing and research firm. She says for millennials, story is key.
Making it more than just a product. You know, it gives it a background that you can connect with emotionally rather than it just being a thing.
She played me an ad on YouTube with 15 million hits. It's a story about a poor boy who steals medicine for his sick mom.
I'm such a sucker. I'm like crying.
I know. It's a tearjerker. We call it tissue box marketing because it really is about evoking that reaction. And it's so intense. But, you know, as you watch it, you don't see a brand.
Bliss says millennials like to share experiences. They don't like to show off. So her advice to marketers, stop trying to promote your brand and instead focus on emotion. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.